Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and I'm very pleased to be with you today. Today, we have a very, very special guest that I'd like to introduce, and we'll get into that a little later in the program. But first, I want to talk about Kalian. Kalian is a provider of business and technology services and solutions to industry, both on the public side and within government in health, training, engineering, and IT services. They're also involved with satellite networks, and they recently announced that they have been selected to deliver a significant training contract for the Department of National Defense and the Canadian Army Simulation Center. The training and support services contract is valued at about $170 million, and it'll be running over a full 9-year period. This is big news for Kalian and for the Canadian Armed Forces. Kalian is all about real-time training, and I'm quite pleased to say that joining me today is Kevin Ford, President and Chief Executive Officer of Kalian. Kevin, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you. This is a big deal. It's a big contract, and from the research I've been reading, Kalian is really well known for real-time training across a number of industries. It's got to be exciting news. What does it mean for your company?
Well, it is exciting news, and we've been delivering, you know, training services to the Department of National Defense, you know, for over 20, 25 years now. And in this contract, the Canadian Army Simulation Center has really been the, you know, the foundation of our training business at Defense. So from our viewpoint, you know, when you look at our growth strategy, the first element of it is what we call customer retention. And that is just really two facets. Number one, delivering successfully against all of our contractual obligations. And number two is obviously re-winning contracts when they go through a procurement process, as this one recently did. So for Kalian, it's really a combination of a few things. Number one, we're obviously excited to continue our relationship with the Army Simulation Center. We value that relationship. Number two, it's going to provide the vehicle and the contracting mechanism to allow us and the Army and other elements of national defense to continue to engage us in their training agenda, and it is a broad agenda there. Number three, obviously, from as a publicly traded company, it provides a solid revenue stream that allows us to continue to invest in our innovation agenda. And fourth, frankly, from our staff perspective, it's a proud moment because, frankly, this is the end result of a lot of people, hundreds if not thousands of people, who have been working with the Army Simulation Center for over these years. I think it's just a reflection of the quality of the work that they've been doing that have allowed us to re-win this contract. So very exciting times, and we're obviously ecstatic that the Army has shown us to work with Kalian again for this critical training requirement.
Well, congratulations for sure. One of the things that stands out to me is your innovative technology solutions allow the training audience to really take on a lot of the real-time situations, and quite often they're quite demanding and they're in complex environments. I think what you're trying to do is offer real-world, real-time types of scenarios. And I know you've won quite a few awards as well. Can you tell me how you achieve that? What's different about what Kalian does?
Well, I think for us it's, through many years of delivering training across many facets, and with this contract specifically, we look at emergency preparedness, emergency preparedness as far as a key theme. What we do well is we bring really smart people together. Then we leverage, you know, technology in the way of whether it's simulators or simulation or software. And we bring a repeatable process that we can bring into organizations through hundreds and hundreds of exercises that allows us to, you know, construct, execute, and do post-exercise review on the training scenario that we've built. And in some cases, that could be a couple of people. It could be a desktop exercise. In some cases, it could be thousands of people where you're actually out in the field conducting an exercise. So We've been able to really scale our approach and delivery model to, leverage innovation, leverage technology, and allow us to work with organizations, whether they're thousands of people or a handful of people, to help get ready for, emergency preparedness requirements. And again, from my viewpoint, I want to thank the military because, frankly, it's been through our relationship there and our long-term track record that we've been able to continue to hone our skills in this area and now take it not only in defense, but also outside into other customer segments.
Right. So where does Calian fit into strong, secure, engaged Canada's defense policy, in your opinion?
Well, number one, with the policy, we're obviously very happy to see the policy, and from a Canadian defense industry perspective, it's nice to always understand the priorities of government. So it was great to see the policy finally come out, and at this point, the Liberal government's commitment to continuing to evolve our defense forces of Canada, both funding and prioritized view of what they need defense to do. The one thing that the policy's goal is ensuring that our women and men in uniform are prepared and equipped to succeed in operations and that they are fully supported from recruitment through retirement and beyond. That was an exciting time for us at Calian when we saw that statement. We've been working with the military, as I mentioned, over 25, 30 years, and we do many things with the military, including training. But we also do healthcare for the military. We have one of the largest contracts in Canada to support the military, 32 bases across the country. We help supply the medical services. We have the training component. And when we look at it, we really believe Calian goes through the whole life cycle journey of a military member, from the time they're recruited, all the training they receive, the healthcare that they get while they're in the military, and then basically transitioning into veterans life. We also hire many veterans. We've won awards on the amount of veterans we hire. So the defense policy, focus on people and recognizing that people are at the core of the strategy. We are, number one, happy to see it. Number two is, from a Calian perspective, we're very proud of the fact that every day we believe we're helping the men and women of the military, succeed in their jobs by either making sure they're staying healthy or getting the training that they need. Last point I'll make in this, we've extended that beyond the military member themselves. We've actually started with Morale Welfare Services and National Defense, a military family program nationally in Canada, whereas military families move around, they don't have the same access to healthcare as the military members. So we've actually used our national healthcare infrastructure to launch a program with DND to connect military families to healthcare. And all of this is engaged, all of this is in the policy with regard to making sure not only the military member, but the families are taken care of. So we've been ecstatic to see the policy, we're ecstatic to see the focus on people, and in some ways I think Calian is almost uniquely positioned to help implement that policy because of the broad nature of the services that we provide to the military.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's necessary, and you're a strong support factor to the men and women of the military. Kevin, innovation is always a moving target too, and quite clearly your company is innovative. I'm wondering if you could share with our listenership and our readership what role innovation is playing for your company in the future. What's your innovation agenda?
Yeah, great question. And I think for me, so Calian, the way I want people to think of Calian is we're really five companies in one. It's a very diverse company. As you mentioned on the inset, in the introduction, we have a healthcare division, an IT services, a training, and then engineering and contract manufacturing. So innovation in each of these segments is alive and well. If I kind of walk through each of these areas, our engineering and manufacturing, our core business is in the satellite and communication space. So 4 years ago when the probe landed on a comet for the first time in humankind, millions of miles away from Earth, it was our deep space antennas in Argentina, Spain, and Australia that we built for the European Space Agency that would have been communicating with that probe. And that's just one example of the innovation and engineering that we're doing today. In our training business, we just talked about the innovation that we're bringing every day to training and learning, whether it's leveraging simulation or our own technologies to improve the learning experience. In our IT services, we do broad IT services, but one that we've been focused on both from an organic perspective but also through acquisitions is in the cyberspace. So we've continued to innovate our services around cyber and helping organizations continue to be ready for prepare for and be ready for cyber attacks. And then in our healthcare piece, we continue to work on new areas to evolve into, in areas like psychological services, and looking at healthcare technology as a next logical step for Calian in our innovation agenda. So innovation across all our services is alive and well. We spend about $3 to $4 million a year in just organic R&D, so actually investing in our service lines, and that's on top of what our customers pay us for to help them do innovation. And the last point I'll make is that innovation also applies to Calian and how we operate. You know, last year I created a CIO, a Chief Information Officer, for the first time in Calian, and really I've given Jerry Johnson that mandate now to continue to innovate at Calian with regard to leveraging technology to scale our back office as we continue to grow both domestically and globally. So I would like to say innovation is alive and well at Calian, and it's permeating both internally and externally in all of our services.
Well, it's certainly an exciting time, and there's a lot of technology out there that can help with innovation, but I tend to believe a lot of times the devil is in the detail and the process and application. Kevin, I'd like to ask you, can you tell us a little more about this program or campaign that's called Don't Let Go Canada, the space campaign?
Yeah, great question. And for me, it's a key campaign. And really, it's a combination of a few organizations that have come together with regard to ensuring that there's a voice right now for what we call either the space, space economy or space business. Canada has been a leader in space in many ways. There's a lot of examples and innovations that have come through Canada in the space domain. And, we're a proud supporter of that. We work with our, as I mentioned, our satellite and ground system business. We build ground-based antennas, ground-based infrastructure for space exploration, for space communications, for satellite communications. And, from our viewpoint, when you look at the space economy, we believe it's worth over $380 billion. And, and that's only going to continue to grow. So the whole campaign's focus is really to ensure that the government understands the value of the space sector, that understands that Canada and companies like Calian have been innovative leaders globally in this sector. And we would like to ensure that, as the government continues to prioritize, funding and focus, that we want to ensure that the space campaign and the space sector is not necessarily forgotten would be the wrong word, but we just want to make sure there's enough focus and priority put there to help us continue to compete both domestically and globally in this sector. It's critical that the government recognize the value of this innovation and they continue to work with industry to fund programs and innovation that allows us to compete globally in this area. So really this whole campaign is really about that, just making sure that there's a voice and that it's supported by all numerous industry players and industry associations. So it's a key campaign from my perspective, and it's one of those ones that I'm personally passionate about because we have such deep roots in space. I'd hate to see us as a country lose that innovation agenda that we've got there and established over tens of years in this domain.
Yes, it sounds like it's a very valuable program. We have had the pleasure of speaking with Kevin Ford, President and Chief Executive Officer of Calian. Kevin, I want to thank you for joining the show today.
Well, thank you. And again, I appreciate it. I think you can tell by my answers. I'm very passionate about what we're doing at Calian. It is a diverse company, and I feel more than fortunate to be CEO of this company, representing the over 3,000 people that come to work every day and execute across our core purpose of helping the world communicate, innovate, lead healthy lives, and stay safe. So, again, I really appreciate your time, and if anyone has any questions, please reach out, and I'll be happy to take them.
Where can they reach you at, Kevin?
I think if you look at our investor relations website, there's a link there that you can pull questions into Calian, and I get those personally. So if you look at our website, www.calian.com, there's a link there to submit questions.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and you're listening to Vanguard Radio. Thank you for joining us.